So how's it going? Great. All right. No, you did really well on your presentations. I was very, very pleased. I was not expecting to be so pleased. So, and I was not very happy with some of the Senior Design 2 projects. There was a lot of discussion about that. So how do you feel?
We were gonna suck.
What?
You thought we were going to suck.
Basically. Well, because you know, and I want to actually go through some of the presentations today and talk about some of the things I liked. There's a lot of stuff that I really liked in the presentations, but it was just, I think all the teams pulled out a lot of good information that I hadn't seen before. So that was really encouraging. How did you feel about your progress relative to where senior design projects were last semester? Right, so you saw the Senior Design 2 projects this semester, right? And if you looked at the projects in my department, for example, you saw projects that didn't finish what they had hoped to, particularly the projects involving hardware. And there's been a lot of discussion amongst my faculty about that. So how do you feel about your progress relative to Senior Design 2 students?
I think they're more clear. Like, I attended a few presentations and I was just confused. I'm like, what are they trying to do here? Like, how are they measuring what they're measuring, basically? And it was kind of like blurry.
And I heard feedback from Senior Design 2 students saying they wish they had gone through this kind of a process to help them get further along on their project. So I'm hoping we're moving in the right direction now.
Well, it shows that we did more work than they did prior to the program. You know, it showed you made us work really a lot.
And I'm going to hear about that on the course evaluations, right? So, how do we prevent not finishing your hardware next semester?
Yeah, the summer is going to be.
Summer's going to be critical, and I know we're all going to leave here saying, "Yeah, we're going to work over the summer," and that 80-degree weather is going to hit. The beach will be calling, and but you know we have things like Skype, so you can all stay connected.
We need sand.
You need sand, so you'll already be at the. See, they'll already be at the beach. But you know we've got video conferencing, so I would encourage you. You know, I used to live at a house where I could only get analog phone line, and it was really painful. Well, that's what I could only get dial-up. So eventually I invested in, I lived on a farm, and there was no cable, nothing. So I invested in satellite DSL, which kind of was also pretty bad. It was kind of expensive, but it was much better. It made my farm much more livable. But, you know, your local libraries have access and all that kind of stuff. So do, you know, I would really suggest you set up a regular meeting time when everyone's schedules get set and try to stick to that because the time you put in over the summer is really going to make a difference in the fall. Now, the way I will prevent you from not finishing your hardware in the fall is we're going to, and this is normally what I do in Senior Design 2 anyway, is your first hardware deliverable, the first time you show me a sort of working version of your project, what week of the semester do you think that's going to be?
One.
Good, you're learning. So, you know, 4, 2, 0. Now, first day of class? No, I would never do that. It's going to be about the fifth week. Because if you think about that, you have to go through, you have to leave enough time for testing, you have to leave enough time for redesigning into kind of a packaged, finished format. So you're going to need prototype in 5 weeks, and then kind of the second version, which will be more of a packaged version, in the eighth or ninth week, and then that will leave you enough time for testing. We haven't set the date for the final presentations in the fall yet, but I'm going to try to push that back. Traditionally, they've been, the presentations have been done October, like around Halloween, October 31st. But that's because in the past, in the fall, they've only done proposals. They haven't done final projects. I'm going to try to push that back to mid-November, so you it falls about the same time in the semester that last week's class did. Go ahead. So, but, you know, first prototype 5 weeks, second prototype about 9th week, 10th week, somewhere in there. That's what you're going to be looking at. And for those of you, I think most of the projects this semester, the hardware won't be as complicated as things like building printed circuit boards and such, but I know with ECE projects, they usually have to do about 3 versions of the printed circuit boards before they work right. So you have to allocate enough time for redesign. So I will, what we'll do between, we have, I think we have one more class meeting, is that right, or do we have two more? Just one more, a week from today. We don't meet that last week?
No, because the last day is done Monday before.
Okay. So we're going to have a guest lecture next week. That's the plan. I have to touch base with the speaker. But I also will lay out for you 2 things. One is the schedule for next semester, and it'll kind of in detail. And then secondly, I want to give you a more specific template on your project schedules that shows you what I'm looking for in terms of members of the team, their time on particular tasks and all that, so that everything adds up to your schedule. Because I think one thing I didn't see enough of on the presentations, which was okay, but I would like to make sure we understand what each person's going to be doing and how much time they're going to be spending on particular tasks. Because that's the only way you're going to monitor progress next semester, is to have, you know, your weekly meetings where you have deadlines for all the little tasks and things that. So when I learned that so many of the ECE projects missed their schedules at the end of the semester, my first question was, why wasn't that spotted earlier in the semester? Well, the reason was because most of the teams left building their hardware for the last 2 weeks, which just doesn't work. But the point of having a schedule is so you can sort of make corrections early in the semester to keep things on track. So let's go through each one of the presentations, and I wanted to point out a few things that I really liked. So this first project I wanted to talk about was the percolator project. What was the highlight of the percolator project's presentation?
Everything.
Well, the color scheme was pretty cute. That was, but what was?
That one.
That this what this slide really. So the documents on the syllabus are due, I believe, on the final exam, the time at which the final exam would have normally been given. We don't have a final, but I know you could use every last minute to get your documents done. So usually, what I like to make them do it when your final exam would be. And we'll talk a little bit more. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about some of these things on the presentation, so you understand what I'm looking for in the design document. But I think based on what you all presented in your presentations, your design documents should be really good, because I saw in these slides, you know, a lot of good stuff. So why was this? So, and we've all been together, kind of lived through the development of these projects. So with respect to the percolator project, why was this so significant? They'd been getting beaten up a lot through the semester about what? How to measure things, about lack of science behind their design, right? So finally we saw some nice design equations. And we had some good, I think there was some good discussion about... I'm sorry? Do you understand it? So this, I had actually seen this before the presentation, but this was a pretty, when they produced this a few weeks ago, this was a pretty nice block diagram breakdown of how this thing was going to work. And the what's nice about this is now we're finally getting into issues like the sand and the size of the physical size of the pipe and all those kinds of things, how that's going to influence the filtration rates and all of that. So I think that this was a sign that this project had made a lot of good progress. There was a pretty decent discussion about testing. I think a lot of you did a pretty good job of describing the test that you're going to run. Another thing I liked about this presentation, by the way, was this slide, actually. We finally get to see some of the marketplace, some of the competition, what's out there. So you'll see a recurring theme of what many of the projects really had in their presentations, which was good, was solid design content. Now, how many of you looked at the presentation, that IEEE presentation that I sent? I hope. Go ahead, raise those hands. Not everyone. See, you all need to look at that presentation. There's a lot of interesting stuff in that presentation, right? And I think it impacts, except other than this project, it probably impacts every other project in this class. Because all the projects are doing turbines or solar. And that presentation had a lot of information that none of you have discussed in your design documents, particularly your problem statements, that really frame the problem of renewable energy very nicely. So when I saw this, this was good because this is telling me they do now understand something about what they're competing against. And there was a lot of interesting discussion about this. In fact, I still think this is a pretty cool little device.
It is. Just.
And it's expensive. Now, where did we get... That sort of tripped up a little bit was the discussion of cost. And cost was one area where I think a few of the groups still weren't quite getting it. But this cost was computed based on what it would cost to construct your prototype and testing, but not really what the market cost of this product would be. And what I'm really after for the cost is the market cost of the product, not what it's going to cost you to actually do this project. But from all this information, you can sort of extract that. And we had, I think, some good discussion about this during the presentation. So that was good. Job well done. So, what was the high point of this presentation? What?
Schematics.
The schematics. These guys pulled off an amazing comeback. That was impressive. What was even more impressive, they could actually explain it. But this was there was a lot of nice explanation. In fact, I think you had this animated, right? Some of it. So they went, in a very nice way, went through and explained each component of the schematic, which is very, very nicely done. So this is nice because, I mean, this is a very comprehensive design. And as and actually, I don't know if you were in the sessions where we had your project advisor, I don't remember the guy's name, from Gamesa, attending. But we had some really, you know, we had sort of the classic case of we had an expert in the audience, and that made the presentations a lot more interesting and difficult because this guy really knew his stuff. And we had a lot of interesting discussions about the extent to which some of these things already existed and where there was opportunity for improvement. And another good thing about this presentation, we talked a little bit in more detail about testing. I think I was very pleased that we have a much better idea of what's going to be tested. We also had some industry standard specifications and things, so we're beginning to understand from a industry standards and a measurable point of view what things like clean oil means, what viscosity and things like that. There was also a nice discussion about the different filter sizes and that kind of thing and what they do. And the only concern here, and then what's interesting, one of the challenges in this project is the overall cost. So the overall system cost, I thought we had a...
That's a cost.
Yeah, so the overall system cost is pretty high. So then we had a good discussion about whether the savings and cost from having this expensive filtration system would be justified, and it appears to be a strong case, but we're going to get a little more information on that in your design document, right? About what typical maintenance costs are and things like that, what the return on investment will be. But there was a lot of nice technical detail in this project presentation. So this was really, really good. Next, we had our wind turbine blade pitch control, and I learned from our visitor that I guess these systems are actually in use on some of these horizontal turbines. So what was the strength of this presentation? What did the team think?
The actual control design, where we find, when you like figure out how we're going to control.
So this was a nice slide, actually, because it was, for the first time, we're kind of seeing some of the internals of these things. I'm trying to... this was a very nice slide because it led it. You know, obviously now we're getting down into the aerodynamics of the blade and how that's going to change as a function of the tilt of the blade. And what I really liked about this presentation was, if I can remember the right place, was that. It boils the project down, I think I commented on this, to a very nice parameter. This parameter here is what the project is all about. How, when you tilt these blades, it changes the aerodynamic resistance of the blade. So they did an excellent job of, in terms of design, this was one of the probably the strongest. I mean, all the presentations were strong, but this is what we talk about engineering design. Obviously, they understand the aerodynamics of these blades and how they're going to have to, as they tilt the blades with their control system, how they're going to change the aerodynamic properties of the blades. And then for the first time, we actually start to see the control system, which is a key part of this project. So we're seeing details now that we hadn't seen previously. Very nice discussion of testing. Discussion of CFD, which was good. And I think you're going to have a lot of fun with the CFD aspects of this. And we have some good expertise here in the college on that. We had a lot of really nice slides that, you know, just interesting to look at. You have, you know, this kind of layout is really very strong in terms of graph presentation. So this was a very, very nicely done presentation. And I liked the graphics this time. The graphics, you know, Matt's speaker used the graphics well. Everything was in sync. Very, very nice looking presentation. These kinds of plots are what I'll expect to see at the end of second semester as we begin to see your simulation, your testing, and various iterations of your testing. If you have those kinds of slides in your final document for second semester, your project will be in good shape because they show me that you've characterized performance of your system. There was also another interesting thing I noticed, we actually started to see a lot more turbine designs throughout the day. All the groups were getting up and showing us really interesting turbine designs, which led me to believe that now you were beginning to find the right literature to see what's out there. And it turns out there's a lot of really interesting wind turbine designs out there and very unclear as to what the benefits of these different designs are. And there's been a lot of discussion about that since Senior Design Day. So this was another, you know, excellent job. Now, if you looked at the IEEE presentation, and you really need to look at that, one of the projects that I was really thinking about when I sat through that presentation was a solar concentrator. I was not aware of how far along we are in terms of these kinds of things. So in that presentation, there's a picture of a building in France. Have you seen that? Isn't that amazing? It's like 20 stories tall or something. It's a mirror. It's a one big concave mirror focusing sunlight to a point where they're then heating water, I think is the deal. It's a thermal heat thing. And they generate 3,000 degrees Celsius from this building focusing all of that sunlight. And that's a building that's actually up and running and generating they're using a mixture of solar and thermal energy generation. And one of the nice things about that presentation was it discusses the pros and cons of the different ways you can collect sunlight and convert that into electrical energy. And the presentation actually is very down on photovoltaics, which was an interesting discussion, and was really pointing towards solar concentrators with thermal conversion, which really was a surprise to me. So our solar concentrators teams are like right in the mix because these solar concentrators are a big deal. And I also, if the solar concentrator teams need to look at the arrays they show in, I think they're in Arizona, these long horizontal arrays, because they talk about the pros and cons of actually moving a dish versus just laying out large arrays of mirrors. This one? So this, there were a number of really nice slides in this presentation, but this was a one I remember where there was a really good discussion. We're beginning to get into some of the trade-offs of the solar concentrator concept versus flat panel solar cells and such. There was some nice discussion about the details of how the tracking system was going to work. And they actually have, another interesting thing I learned in that presentation was this issue about horizontal versus vertical solar cell farms, and a lot of thought's been put into this. It was interesting to hear them describe an algorithm to actually control the tracking. And I think that they're going to have a lot of fun trying to implement this algorithm. There was a nice discussion about design components. We had a lot of discussion about the actuators, which was all good discussion. And whether they got the actuators exactly correct or not wasn't as important, as I think it was clear they had done a decent amount of research on this and put some good thought into it. We still need to worry a little bit about cost on this one. So that's one thing that we'll refine over the semester, because I think one of the arguments was there is some technology now you can buy at Home Depot apparently for about $500 that would be a potential competition to this. And a $500 retail cost means you're talking about $125 in parts. So there's an issue with the when we talk about the hardware on the next presentation. Many of the teams actually had pretty good. I thought the scheduling stuff had improved dramatically since we had that deliverable. So I think you're beginning to get your head around the schedule. Did I miss it? Here? That one? Was that it? Yeah. This was a nice slide in terms of motivation for the talk. This was a nice discussion about energy costs. We had a number of block diagrams that were a little bit, well, you know, it is what it is, right? So I'm kind of coming to accept that. There was some nice discussion of the actual design of this thing. No, these were actually nice, though. You know, yeah, I mean, they're really that can be really effective when it's done right. These were nice. We had a good discussion of cost. I think one of the interesting discussions we're having on this project is this parabolic mirror dish. I'm going to enjoy watching how this unfolds over the course of the next semester.
Did Kevin show you the actual, like, the website where he found it?
No, but we talked a lot about it. This thing, place in Korea, And this is going to be fun to see. And how his mother or something was going to bring one over when she visits the U.S. And, you know, this is what it takes sometimes. But this is a really critical component of the project. And I just hope that thing, when you put it outside, doesn't, like, melt or something. Or
there
is other ones that are $10-$50.
Are there? Yeah. So I'm really going to enjoy learning more about that. And I think how that survives in the elements is going to be a big issue. And this was nice. We actually had a breakdown by team member. Though, you know, we could probably argue it looks like Justin's only working in the middle of the semester or something. But, you know, it was a start.
The great parts are where, like, all of us are working together. So.
Okay. So that was good. Is it our specification? This one? So we had seen this at midterm. This was a nice. This is also a nice slide about energy costs. This group, I have to tell you a little bit of the backstory on this. This group did a dry run with the project advisors Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4:30, something like that. And I tore into them for about an hour. Pretty bad. And to my amazement, they worked until, what'd you say, like 1, 2 in the morning? And they came in the next day, and I mean, the presentation was fantastic. And they really, I mean, they got a lot done in that time. So that was really impressive. And I think it was a good example of it. All the technical information was there. It was just a way of packaging it. So we got to see on this presentation a lot more about the actual design aspects of this. And that was really pleasing. And we're beginning to see all these crazy shapes. And the turbine that they actually are choosing is somewhat not completely intuitive. But there was good discussion of the pros and cons of the different designs. And analysis of what kind of energy output and return on investment they're going to get as a function of wind speed. This is a very nice slide that deals with return on investment. A picture of the site. And I don't know if you all saw this, but this is what the remodeled McGonigal Pearson complex is supposed to look like. And the other team had a slide where they actually put the turbines in, but the turbines are supposed to go in over here. That's the wrong one? Home? This one? So here you can actually see they photoshopped in the turbines. But that's not necessarily the style that they're going to use, right?
No, it's not the style.
And there's actually going to be what do we call them? The screens. Thank you. Is that where the screens are going to go?
Yeah.
Is that what they were talking about? I, for some reason, thought they were going to go like vertical.
No, it's parallel to the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Behind them. So.
It looked easier to see in another one.
So the wind, we believe the wind's coming from this direction then, right?
Perpendicular to the screen from the back of the building.
From the back? I thought the wind was coming from the east.
West. It's coming from the west.
On your wind roses?
Yeah.
So,
It shows where the wind's coming from. So, you know, the west is heavier.
Mm-hmm.
There's more on the west. It's because it's coming from the west.
Have I been reading those things backwards? So there are a lot of, this team has been doing pretty nice presentations, and there are a lot of nice slides like this that mix graphic, presents a lot of interesting technical detail using images. One of the interesting aspects of this project is the meshing and how that's going to impact accuracy in the vicinity of the turbines and compute time. Here was a very nice slide on the theory behind the CFD tool that they're using. So I thought these wind roses, I thought this means that the wind is blowing this way.
Right. Yeah, this is the west.
That's the west?
Yeah.
How do I know that?
Well, 0 degrees is north.
North?
North.
Right, west, right. Oh, for some reason I was thinking south, okay. You're right. So that's a problem then.
Yes.
Got it. I thought they were putting, they were, you know, doing like those flags type deals on the poles where they were going to be vertical to the, I mean, perpendicular to the street.
Yeah, maybe he said something about that. That's kind of my impression too, also.
But, you know, slides like this are good ways to present information. I thought this was, I really liked this slide. I told him at the time I first saw it, I don't really know what it shows, but I like it. It's got to be some impressive point. These guys also did a nice trick. It's always nice to compliment the instructor, right? To get you raise your grade. So they used one of our lecture concepts in describing their risks, which was nice. Showed me they're paying attention in lecture. And this group has actually done something that they've used Microsoft Project to lay out their schedules. We didn't get that into the course this semester, but for the Senior Design 1 next semester, we will be using Microsoft Project because we didn't get the software licensing in place. But you'll actually, starting in the fall, have access to all the Microsoft, to a large chunk of Microsoft software through this Microsoft Academic Alliance agreement that we have. And one of the tools in that will be Microsoft Project. When you go into industry, many of you will be using these kinds of project management tools. So that was another. So all in all, excellent work. Excellent work. And I think you're all, you know, in good shape. You know what needs to be done next semester. So
we all get
A's. I think you'll be pleased with your grades, but I don't know that everyone will get A's, but everybody got A's on the presentations. That's certainly true. And I'll send you feedback. I'm waiting. We're having problems with our Xerox machine, but I'll try to get your grades out this week. But for the presentation components, everyone will effectively get A's. They were all good. Did anybody get feedback from their advisors? Have you met with your advisors since the presentations? Will you, how many, you'll be meeting with your advisors this week? Okay. Okay, so we'll do course evaluations next. I will see you next week, which I guess is our last lecture. Keep up the good work.